Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome to each of you, and thank you for joining us again this week as we read the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is struck down like grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I am like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink because of your indignation and anger. For you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord, that he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked at the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and in Jerusalem his praise, when peoples gather together, and kingdoms, to worship the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days, you whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. Near the end of the month of November begins a joyful time in the church year. In fact, at our worship service a few Sundays ago, our pastor welcomed us with the words, "Happy New Year!" A few startled looks from parishioners indicated to Pastor that he should explain his greeting, which he did soon after. We have ended the church year season of Pentecost and now begin a new church year with the season of Advent. The dictionary meaning of the word Advent says, the coming or arrival of something or someone that is important or worthy of note. As Christians, we celebrate the beautiful season of Advent with genuine repentance, as John the Baptist exhorted the people of the Old Testament to do, and also by preparing our hearts and our lives to welcome Christ Jesus into a dark and sinful world with the certain hope of receiving the precious light of the world and the promised Savior. Yet our passage from the Psalms today does not sound very joyful, very hopeful, at least not in the beginning. Sentences like, "Let my cry come to you," "The day of my distress," "My heart is struck down," "I am like a lonely sparrow," and "I wither away like grass," are all deeply sorrowful sentiments. Despairing, grief-stricken, and ready to die, the psalmist even blames God for his tears and sin-sick soul when he complains to God because of your indignation and anger. It is hard to believe this psalmist could be so miserable as to accuse God of not listening. Or is it? Don't we, too, find ourselves every now and again sinking deeper and deeper into sadness, frustration, loneliness, and fear when the world around us seems to get the better of us? Sometimes we are tempted also to blame God. Our illnesses are still wreaking havoc with our bodies. We can't seem to stay ahead of the financial obligations we've committed to. Our families are torn apart with divorce or unresolved grudges. Even death invades our lives, and we're thrown into a tailspin when a loved one passes away. Blinded by our own tears sometimes, we can't seem to see a way back to stability, to contentment, to a joyful life. Our sinful bodies react the same way our psalmist did. We even forget to eat sometimes. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, we feel cast down and away from our Lord's promises. Let your prayers ascend to God our Father. This is why we celebrate Advent, the first coming of Christ into the world. This is why it is the beginning of our church year. Christ is coming, and we are once again filled with hope. Christ is surely coming, just as He has promised us. He is not coming for the prideful, the haughty, or the pompous, but for the weak, the lonely, the sick, the sad, and the afflicted. Christ is coming for the downtrodden, the miserable, the sinful, and the broken. In other words, friends, He is coming for you, for me, and for all. God is sending His Son Jesus into the world to be our Savior from the wretchedness of the world, to be the light of the truth of God's word of steadfast love and forgiveness when we think that we are too rotten to be loved or forgiven. God has sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross for our sins, and then be raised to new life, seated on His heavenly throne, where He has prepared a place of eternal joy for every believing heart when our days on this earth are over or when Christ comes again. Perhaps you've suffered the unspeakable pains of loss, of destruction, of separation, of guilt, or of fear. All these things are sadly part of a fallen world of sin and sinners. But God has not abandoned us, and He has not hidden His face from us. God, our Father, loves us beyond measure, and is with us to deliver us from all evils, whether in this world or the next. We can cry out now to our Lord in our despair, and we can be certain He hears us. As the psalmist joyfully proclaims in the second part of this passage today, we too can remember with joy all the times our Lord has watched over us, protected us, and provided the means for all our needs. Food, shelter, clothing, parents, siblings, teachers, firefighters, pastors, doctors, and especially a saving faith. A faith gifted to us by God Himself to strengthen us when we are weak, to protect us eternally from the grasp of Satan, and to carry us one day to rejoice in heaven forever, even though we don't deserve it. It is now the advent of our King. As we live in an unpredictable world of earthly sorrows, let's keep our eyes anxiously and hopefully focused on the manger and the cross of Christ. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to repent of our sins and receive again the wonderful gift of the baby Jesus, who is God in the flesh, sent to dwell with us for our salvation. We pray, Lord Jesus, all thanks be to You that You have, in the fullness of time, come to redeem us from the power of Satan and free us from the bonds of sin and the fear of death. Be with us today and always, as we prepare our hearts to welcome You once again into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.